Let's listen to the Word of God. The scripture this morning is from Mark 4, 26 through 34. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and it grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. And as soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." Again, he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It's like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet, when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all the garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them, as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his disciples, he explained everything. Bless the reading of the word.
Well, good morning again. Happy Father's Day again to all the fathers. And I want each of you to take a moment and think about a powerful mentor you may have had in your lives at any time, one or another. Could have been a teacher, could have been your father, could have been a coach, an influential person that came into your life. Could have been for a very short time and made a huge impact. Could have been for a longer period of time. We all need mentors in this world. Every person who goes through their lives as they go through it have been at one point touched or influenced by another person's life, whether they know it or not. Sometimes it's more conscious than others. Sometimes we know exactly who that person is, and sometimes it happens a little more subconsciously. Next slide, please. I found a few quotes about mentorship that are very beneficial for Father's Day, sowing in the seed. First one is by Bob Proctor. "A mentor is someone who sees more talent and ability within you than you see in yourself and helps bring it out of you." I want you to take a moment and think about our relationship with our Heavenly Father, Jesus, who inspires us all above all of all people. And I want you to take a moment and think about the importance of how Jesus brings out this talent and ability and helps it grow. Could be in the church, could be outside of the church, but we're fulfilled by our mentors. It's so important, such an important part of who we are. The next quote, Mark Chernoff, "Sometimes you have to let a person go so they can grow. Because over the course of their lives, it is not what you do for them, but what you have taught them to do for themselves that will make them a successful human being." A lot of people, we all know the person who maybe has lifted us up by complimenting us, making us feel good about ourselves. And that's all good. We need that too. But a mentor that only compliments and doesn't criticize or shape or mold is not as influential as a mentor who shows us how to live our own lives in the best way possible. And lastly, we all carry the seeds of greatness within us, but we need an image as a point of focus in order that they may sprout. So here we have the parable of the growing seed that was presented to us in Mark today. We have a planter who only has to plant the seed, maybe water the seed every once in a while. And the seed is representative of God's love. But it could also be the love of any mentor that we have. A father, a teacher, that person, that special person in our lives that plants the seed, that gives us the inspiration. But most importantly, our Heavenly Father. And through our relationship with Him, He plants the seed. But then He allows it to grow, and He allows us, we have to trust in the seed, this seed, okay? It's not going to grow unless we have faith. It's not going to grow if we don't have faith in that person, in that mentor, that father, that friend, that inspirational coach. It's not going to grow in the same way if we don't have faith and trust in the Lord. And that small plant, before time, before we know it, is going to become a fully grown tree, which is representative of the kingdom of God within us. You have to work for it. A good and noble heart cannot bear fruit by itself. It takes the seed. And you need to trust, like I said before, you need to trust in the power and the hope of the seed, which is the Word of God. But once we trust in the hope and the power of the seed, God inspires us. God motivates us. God empowers us, just like a mentor would, and gives us the strength to grow more fulfilling in greater ways than we ever could imagine ourselves. Next slide, please. Okay. And now we have another parable set aside in the same passage right after, the parable of the mustard seed. Now, there's a separate part of the Bible that talks about faith the size of the mustard seed, and it's kind of related, and this is a little different. You can see just the visual image of how small a mustard seed is. Very teeny tiny. And then how big a mustard tree or mustard plant can grow. Next slide. The fully grown plant is the kingdom of God that grows within us. But it only takes this much trust and power and confidence. And then God will do the rest for us, whether we know it or not. Whether we know that God will influence or not, if we have a good relationship with Jesus, which we're always working towards, our journey to having a good relationship with Jesus, we may feel that love surround us, and then maybe years later we'll say, "Oh yes, Lord, you made a difference in my life, and I realized it." We don't always notice it day by day. Just like if you were a student in a classroom, you don't always notice the influence that a teacher has on you in the moment. But maybe years later, or even months later, you realize this person made a difference just in the same way. Our fathers, when you're a kid, you don't always notice it right away, because that person, a good mentor, like I said before, a good mentor will not give you the answers. They will empower you with how to struggle and find them and grow yourself. And this is the power of our Lord Jesus Christ as well. He will empower us to be better Christians. He will empower us to move forward in our lives if we believe in Him and we give Him this much of our faith and our trust. So what does it mean to be followers? We are all followers. Even if we have positions of leadership, whatever it is, if we're a parent, if we have positions of in job of leadership, we're always followers of something. And we're definitely followers of our Lord. And it's important that we realize and recognize that we didn't get where we were without being a follower of somebody, whether we know it or not. And God's will, God will carry out His will. He knows what's best for us. And God will take our talents and our time and our treasures and everything that we have, and He will multiply. This is where the growing comes from. He will multiply miraculously if we give Him that love and that trust in return. And, you know, if you look online and you type in the word mentor into Google Images, that's one of the pictures you get. This is not the parable of the growing seed, but it is. Okay? That's an image that comes up just by writing mentorship into Google Images, and you already have the analogy of somebody watering a plant. God waters us in ways that we may find mysterious. Maybe in the moment we're searching, and if we have doubts, we wonder, you know, during difficult times in our life, we're looking for the presence of God, but God is there, always there watching us and looking over us, just like a father. He's always looking over us. He's guiding us, even if a hard lesson is to be learned in the moment, even if the evils or the difficult or the stressful times in our life seem to overpower the good. God is watching over us at all times. And it's important to recognize that. And I want us to take one more, going back to the very beginning again. I want us to look back and to think about the image or the memory of that mentor that shaped our life. Think about what you felt. Think about how much you still think of that person today. Think about the influence, how much of who you are came from that person. And then I want you to take the same feelings, the same empowerment, and the same devotion to that person. And I want you to think about Jesus. And I want you to ask yourself, are we giving Jesus the same respect and the same adoration? Because in the end, our Heavenly Father, He's guiding over us above all things. And He has touched us in ways that we may not notice in the moment. But if you have faith the size of that mustard seed, it's all it takes. Then it is also, it's our responsibility to build that relationship with Jesus in the very same way. And you know, we may have the opportunity to be mentors to someone else. We may have the opportunity to grow and inspire and shape other people, but even that ability is given from God and from our past experiences. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for everything that You've blessed us with all of Your wonderful gifts and with the ability to empower us to feel that We can be anyone we want to be if we follow your will. And we thank you for the abundant love you have for us and for all the lessons that you've taught us. And we hope that we can build a relationship with you so that we feel your rewards within us. And also we thank you for all of our fathers on earth and all of our mentors and all of our teachers and those who you have placed before us to inspire us, not to tell us, give us everything, but to inspire us and empower us to show us how to figure it out for ourselves by watering us that small seed and giving us the power to grow, not only in them, but in the power of you, our Savior, Lord and Jesus Christ, Father and Holy Spirit. And we ask all of this. We ask you to continue to watch over us. We ask all of this in your most holy and precious name. Amen.